said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
A lot of Christmas chat happening around the building, around the city at this point in time. But there was one conversation that kind of caught me off guard the other day because it was in regards to giving a gift to your garbo in the lead up to Christmas. And I did not know that was a thing. I had no idea that rule existed.
I've always been aware of it being a thing. And I do think it is from the days when the garbo stood on the back of the truck and had to hop off.
Had to work really hard.
Yeah, chuck every bin in or whatever. You'd give them drinks. Mm. So I think it's just drinks as the gift. And
just to rehydrate as they
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Oh, maybe not as they go.
Not for the driver. Just for the guys on the back.
You see a garbage truck just swerving over the road.
Yeah, maybe for later.
But yeah, no, I gave the garbo a single stubby. That sounds tight, I reckon, saying that, but he still was appreciative. I just gave him one stubby because I was worried about my own beer situation when he emptied my bin on Christmas Day. I was out the front and I saw him coming.
Is this why my wheelie bin's broken? Because I've never given a gift.
That bitch has been.
We
never given us nothing.
Asking though, 30, 12, 16. He's giving a gift to the garbo a thing at Christmas.
Les, thank you for calling. Have you heard of this?
Mate, I used to be a garbo.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Did you get gifts at Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Plenty of drinks.
Okay.
Plenty
of drinks.
Was it just on Christmas Day or was it in the lead up to as well?
Oh, no. The area I was working in was just Christmas Day.
Just Christmas Day.
And how many drinks are we talking here? Like, are you leaving the truck at the end of the day with cartons?
Yeah, well, it all depends. You know, some people give you two, three, or we had one fellow that gave us a carton.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very generous.
How long would that last you for, Les?
Not long.
It's a tough day's work, Cliffo.
That's right. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jane.
Jane, is it a thing to give the garbo a gift?
It is. My 5-year-old has a very special relationship with our recycling man. Every year he gives him a scratchy.
Wow.
And then the garbage man actually gives my son presents as well.
Oh, that's so nice. Cute.
What do you do? Do you just like sticky tape a card to the top of the bin?
No, he waits for him to come.
Wait.
So if it's beforehand, he waits for him to come that week and he'll give it to him beforehand.
Yeah, that's nice.
And say Merry Christmas and everything like that. He's even let him in the garbage truck.
Oh, man. I feel like this is a very special relationship out of the ordinary.
But I've always said too, though, Gabby, garbage truck drivers are little celebrities for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Kids
anyone
love
who drives
garbage.
A truck.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, watch out.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Kerry.
Kerry, is it a thing to give the garbage man a gift?
Absolutely. He's picking up your dirty waste, especially on Christmas Day. So
yeah.
I definitely get the beer. Been doing it since I was a kid. Mum used to give me the 6-pack and say, go on, out you go, and I run out with the 6-pack.
Oh, yeah, there's another kid running down the street with a 6-pack.
Yeah, that looks good.
Merry Christmas.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
now
on Hit 103.1.
Shout out to all the doctors and, in fact, everyone who works Queensland Health, just in medicine or whatever. Those guys, they're going to do some gross stuff.
They've got an interesting job, that's for sure.
You don't get into medicine if you've got a bit of a queasy stomach.
I could never do it.
Do you?
No.
And I experienced a little bit of this firsthand the other day because my wife and I have made the decision that we don't want to have any more children.
Mm.
Two is enough for us. We have a 5-year-old daughter and we have an 8-month-old son, and that's enough.
Done.
For us.
Dunskies.
So we've been looking at more permanent methods of contraception, which unfortunately for me involve a doctor, some anesthetic, and a pair of scissors.
I don't know if it's scissors, is it?
There's
scalpel?
Cutting.
Scissors?
I don't know.
They don't get the kitchen scissors out.
Cutting happens,
yeah,
Gabby.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know what they're cutting with.
You don't want to know.
It's probably not a steak knife. But something happens down there.
Yeah.
And I had to go for a big, fat consultation the other day with the doctor because there's a lot of stuff to run through, and they were very specific that my wife had to be there as well because very much impacts her. as well.
Oh, interesting. So, I didn't realize that would be a thing.
Yeah, I guess all doctors do it differently, but this particular doctor wanted my wife
making
there.
Sure she's aware of it.
That's right.
You're sure. On board with this too, right?
You're happy with this, aren't you?
Yeah.
So my wife came along, and we actually found out that mine is going to be a little bit more complicated than just sitting in the chair, because often you can get it done just sort of in the chair, like day surgery or whatever, and go home afterwards. Mine's a little bit more complicated, so I'm actually going to have to go like to the hospital and like get put under and all that sort of stuff.
Your anatomy is a little more in depth.
Let's just say it's complicated.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
One thing I didn't realize about that that part of a bloke's anatomy is no two are the same. Like it's like women's breasts, how they're all different shapes and sizes, and it's the same with guys. And turns out mine is a little bit unique. So yeah, I've got to go off to the hospital. We're getting a bit too in depth here.
Mine is unique.
Mine is unique. Mine is special. So na. But anyway, to find all this out, the doctor that we went and saw had to get pretty up close and personal, and I didn't realise that at the start of this consultation.
Right. You thought it was just a conversation.
I just thought it was a talkie-talkie kind of thing. When towards the end, he's like, all right, well, pop your jocks off and we'll have a look.
And you're like, oh, God, what?
And I was in there like, thank God my daughter was at school. But I was in there with my wife and my 8th-month-old son, and she sort of turns him around.
Because he would know.
Doesn't want dad to see dad get violated or whatever. And I lay down on the doctor's bed and I rip my jocks down, and whew, all I can say is he gets all up in there. Like, all up in there. I felt like I should take him out for breakfast afterwards.
Maybe he should have taken you out for breakfast.
Someone should have taken someone out for breakfast. And anyway, so all that sort of went down, and there's a lot of feeling going on, and it was a good couple of minutes. And anyway, we put the jocks back on, pay, get in the car. And my doctor, my wife then in the car, turns to me and she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I know doctors earn a lot of money, but they are worth every goddamn cent.
Let's go. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We've come up with a theory this week, Cliffo, that rum balls can set you over the driving limit. And as a bit of a public service announcement, we want to test this theory in an experimental way to make sure everyone's being safe over the Christmas period.
We found ourselves a test subject. It's our morning sky, Luke Lum. Who's here again? Hey, Luke.
Hello.
He's very excited about doing this. He loves rum balls.
See, I think Luke loves food.
Yeah.
But not in excess, though. Like, you like bits of food?
Look, you know, I've been known to eat myself into excess, but...
I've never pictured you as Bruce Bogtrotter from Matilda eating the big chocolate cake until he pretty much explodes.
I just don't like waste, so I'll just eat everything, even if I'm full.
Well, you're the hungriest person we know,
yes.
So that's why we thought we'd get you involved in this. So
okay.
The idea is that you're going to eat a bunch of rum balls throughout the show tomorrow, and then we have a policeman coming in with a breathalyzer, like a legit breathalyzer, to see where you sit after eating said rum ball.
He's a senior sergeant guy, so he's really high up in the road policing command.
Mm.
So this guy is an expert when it comes to breathalyzer tests.
Okay.
But we have come up with, I guess, some rules.
Yeah, well, we need to make sure that the experiment is followed precisely to get the right result.
So, controlled environment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Do you remember that from science?
Yeah,
do you remember that from science, though? Yeah. Like, science class, if you're doing an experiment, you'd have to come up with a list of rules first.
Yeah.
So we've sort of followed that. I guess.
Well, from what we can remember from high school.
From what we can remember.
Which is not a lot.
All right, rule number one. You go for it, Gabs.
The first rule is that the test subject, Luke,
Hi.
Must not consume alcohol within 24 hours of the experiment.
Okay.
So that is right now, from right now onwards, no alcohol.
All good?
Ooh, all right. Yep, I'll remember that. I'll try
It is a Thursday evening and you are a social guy.
I'll try not have a beer at dinner tonight.
No
okay,
beer.
Cool.
No trying.
No.
We either do or we don't.
Okay, all right, okay.
No beer Thursday.
Sure.
Rule number two, the test subject must not consume any food within 8 hours of the experiment.
Okay, so what time can I stop eating?
11. 10 o'clock tonight?
We're way off. I was going to say 11:30.
Probably.
Well, we're going to start at 6:30, so 8 hours would be, about 10:30. You're right, Gabs.
So 10:30 tonight, no food. You have to come in with an empty stomach.
Okay, I should be asleep by then anyway.
All right, cool.
Good, all right. Rule number three, the subject must consume one rum ball every 15 minutes.
Oh, that's a lot of rum balls.
It's only 2 hours, you'll be right.
The look of panic in his eye.
Pretty big rumbles.
They're generous servings, are
they? They are generous servings.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't want you to explode or anything on us, but you're willing to give that a crack?
I might. Yeah, all right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And rule number four, the subject must consume one rumble directly before the first breathalyzer test.
Right, okay.
So we definitely need a rumble to go down. Just prior to blowing.
Yes.
We want, you know, we want fresh rumble in your mouth, I guess.
Yeah. And then we'll see what Mr. Senior Sergeant says. But sometimes when you do a breathalyzer on the side of the road, they make you wait 15 minutes and do it again.
Well, he's got all morning. So I got no plans.
All right. One
reckon
rumble.
You can agree to all that?
Yeah.
Yep. One rumble.
First rumble happening in 23 hours' time. Not far away.
Okay. It begins just after 6:40 a.m. tomorrow, guys. So set your alarm. We're starting it on the earlier side of things when it comes to the show.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but
a psycho. Each week we read an excerpt from my actual high school diary, and it's pretty boy mad. I was a bit boy crazy when I was a teenager. I think that's putting it lightly. But recently I was falling for a guy named Ben who went on my bus, but I was trying to hold back. I didn't want to fall too heavy too fast. So he makes an appearance in this particular diary, but there's also a new boy.
Oh, move over, Ben.
Yes.
Move over, Bus Ben.
Bus Ben, watch out. You've got some competition. So I'm 15 years old. We're heading back to the 17th of the 12th, 2003.
Dear Diary, OMG, there was this really, really hot guy at our family reunion last night. But it's all good. He wasn't related. His mum is just dating a distant mellow. But anyway, I had met him a while ago, but he didn't remember me. He was tall, blonde, and gorgeous. He had the best smile, and I even went up to say hi all by myself. Nothing happened, though. Okay, so I'm back in love with Ben now, because we actually talk a fair bit on the bus, and I wrote his name on my hand, and it won't come off. I called him to see if he wanted to come to the movies with us too. I was so nervous. I dialed and hung up 3 times. Then I got a hold of him and asked, and he said to call on Monday morning to see if he could come. Then, when I did that, he said it was too late notice to organise. Whose fault is that? So, I just went with the girls. Also, on the subject of Bill, I realised that ever since him and Chloe have become better friends, he doesn't want to talk to me anymore and never comes over or calls. It's as if he's full replacing my friendship, and it's really painful. I mean, we've been good friends for so long, and he's just throwing it away. Man, my life sucks at the moment.
Whoa. Jeez, this diary was just a hot pot of emotion, wasn't it?
I feel like I'm really heading into my emo phase. The black clothes, the black in the hair, the black eyeliner, it's all starting to make an appearance.
You are knock, knock, knocking on emo door right there.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Can confirm, rumbles are not cake.
Rumbles are definitely not cake. Same as Lamingtons.
No.
Lamingtons are not cake.
Lamingtons are created the same way as a cake, which makes them a cake.
Lamingtons are not a cake. They're not called Lamington cakes. And yeah, they both got sponge in them, but my argument is omelets and custard both have eggs.
No, but it's not just
the same thing.
To bake a cake and to bake a Lamington, exact same process. It makes Lamington a cake.
This came about because at a little Christmas party the other day, we had to bring a plate, and my wife was like, because she made cupcakes. She's like, there's 5 plates of cakes. And I'm like, no, there's not. There's 4 plates of cakes and there's 1 plate of Lamingtons. And she's like, they're the same thing.
Lamingtons are cakes.
No, they're not. Look, carrot cake is a thing. Mud cake is a thing. Ice cream cake is a thing. Lamington cake, never
since
heard of
when
it.
Are labels the definitive reason as to them not being a cake?
I know
they're
cakes.
They're still a cake.
I know cakes. You don't get my size without understanding a cake or two.
You know how, like, you don't know the process of making them.
Oh, I've seen my wife do it before. But 13, 12, 16. We're getting calls. Passionate ones, by the looks of it. Janelle's first up. Janelle, are lamingtons, in fact, cakes?
I'm sorry that lamington is a cake, because on Wikipedia it says a lamington is an Australian cake made from squares of butter cake.
Yes.
Wikipedia is user-driven. I could literally go online and change that right now.
Yeah, then I could go change it back, because it is a cake.
No, you can't.
It's definitely a cake.
I'm just saying you cannot use Wikipedia as a form of proving your point.
All
it's
right.
never going to hold
All
up
right,
in
Mr.
court
Clifton.
Of law. All right? 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Who's this?
This is Caleb.
And right. What do you reckon, Caleb? Is a lamington a cake?
Speak some sense, young man.
Lamington is a cake.
Thank you, Caleb.
The youth of today. They're just so misguided, aren't they, Gabs?
Oh, my God. Don't go out there and start yelling at clouds.
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Will.
Hey, Will, what do you reckon? Is a lamington a cake?
No, it's a lamington.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
Just because it's called something doesn't mean it's not a cake.
Between a quiche and a omelette.
Exactly. They're a completely different thing. A quiche, no. They're exactly the same ingredients, but they're different things.
Because a quiche has pastry, but it's an omelette in it. Yeah, that's cool. And you bake it. You cook it differently. Lamington and cakes, you cook exactly the same way. They're the exact same ingredients.
The lamington is done when you pull it out.
Yeah.
The cake, you've got to make the frosting.
No, you're still going to cover it in chocolate and coconut.
I don't know. The day I walk into a bakery and there's a sign hanging up that says for sale, lamington cakes, I will believe you. Until that day.
All right. I'm going to commission a bakery to do it.
Just going
to
pay off a baker. Come on, mate. Change your side.
Get up with Clifo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
It's been 2 months since the Richmond Tigers won the 2019 AFL Premiership. And you might remember, a couple of weeks after the AFL Grand Final happened, I talked to everyone, did a thing on the show, about one of their party boy players, a guy by the name of Dustin Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Martin. Covered in tattoos.
Yeah, there were tattoos all over his neck.
Yeah, up his arms and hands.
He was hanging out with a famous celebrity recently. Was it Mariah Carey?
It might be.
I don't know.
Wasn't it one of the Kardashian people or something? Like one of the Jenners or something?
Probably.
It was all of the above. And it was like in Mykonos.
Yeah.
Or something, yeah.
He's living the high life.
So about 2 weeks after the AFL Premiership, I said, wow, what a party this guy must be having, because it was revealed that he hadn't picked up his car from the MCG yet after the grand final.
Yeah.
And the MCG parking people were good enough to come out and say, nah, she's all good. We'll look after your car for as long as required.
Which annoys me, because they wouldn't do that for me.
No, hell no. Well, he was in Vegas at the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Celebrating over there.
He can afford the parking.
You'll be happy to know that Dusty has finally picked up his car a mere 2 months after the grand final.
That's a big party.
But I thought, just for funsies, why don't I work out, like, if it was me or you that left our car park in the middle of, like, the MCG or middle of the Melbourne CBD or whatever for a couple of months, let's work out how much it would cost in parking.
It's going to be expensive.
So the AFL Grand Final was on Saturday the 28th of September, which is 68 days ago. The average price for Melbourne CBD parking is $72 a day. $72 for 24 hours.
That's expensive.
Hours, which makes Dusty's party parking bill come in at $4,896. So about $100 shy of the $5,000 mark.
That's an expensive parking fee.
But probably not for Dusty. Yeah, man. That's just his champagne bill.
Yeah, from Vegas.
From one night of his party.
Get up with Clifo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It's time to stamp our feet and get outraged. No. Outrage is a common emotion these days.
Can I bang the desk like
Please
an do. Angry talkback
right
announcer?
Do it.
I'm outraged.
Thank you.
Oh, that feels good.
Feels good, right? A lot of people get outraged over the most ridiculous things at the moment in the world in general. And there's a Christmas TV ad that it's based in America. It's an American ad for an American stationary bike brand. It's named the Peloton.
And it's like an exercise bike.
It's an exercise bike. But it's called, you need to know it's called a Peloton, because that's what they call it in the ad. It's a Peloton. It's a stationary bike, easy as. And the husband gives this bike to his wife as a Christmas present.
Oh.
Let's listen to the ad.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now,
a
Peloton? Give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
Good soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
I like that song.
Yeah, but people are very upset. They're calling it sexist. They're calling it body shaming. They're saying that the husband is a terrible person, all because he bought his wife some kind of exercise machine for Christmas. And, you know, I see where they're coming from in one way, but maybe she asked for it. Maybe she wanted an exercise bike.
That's like, always the thing. Like, when there's outrage, like, I can't believe he gave her a blender.
Yeah.
What is this? The 50s? Has she got to make him smoothies now? Like, that's always the big hovering question over that argument, Gabby, is what if she wanted that?
Exactly, because as you get older in life, you actually start asking for things that maybe you can't afford to buy for yourself or you can't justify spending money on, and maybe this bike was one of those things. So first argument is that it's sexist. I don't understand how it's sexist because it could have gone either way. She could have bought him an exercise machine and it would have been the same. The husband shouldn't have bought the wife an exercise bike, but what if she asked for it? And thirdly, that it's creating body shaming because she's actually quite a slight athletic looking woman. I'm like, hold on a second. Exercise isn't always attached to weight loss. Like, that's not, it's not a link
like
that's always,
active.
Exactly, that's always there. And then I thought about it a little more and I was like, yeah, if my boyfriend bought me a stationary bike for Christmas, I would be so outraged.
I'd actually be pissed because I just don't want to exercise.